A young man swam for freedom in a lake of 11 acres. The NYPD and boats behind, the sort of thing that makes the evening news for 30 seconds. Tragic comic interlude before the weather segment, somewhat lewd and rather rude. And in a court in Wisconsin, a child is sent away for life without the possibility of seeing freedom's day. The anchor keeps her composure. The segment ends on time. The camera cuts to traffic, the suburban daily grind. And the metronome goes tick-tock, tick. The newsreader looks faintly sick. We're all just items on a list that some producer's bookmark missed. Or maybe flash for follow-up between the weather and the cup of tea that's going cold beside the teleprompter's steady guide. The president is drafting claims of voting fraud again. California's results disputed by the Pentagon's men. On evidence of absolutely nothing but a hunch, while foreign policy proves difficult to manage after lunch. It turns out that the Middle East won't do as it is told. The maps must be redrawn again, the boundaries are old. And Leslie Stahl is speaking of her nadir on the screen. The firing's at 60 minutes, the death of what has been. Just items on a list that some producer's bookmarked missed. Or maybe flagged for follow-up between the weather and the cup of tea that's going cold beside the teleprompter's steady guide. In Maine, a Senate race is rocked by photographs of the scene. The strategist passed follies on a glowing telephone. Screaming up the ramen rallies while a reality TV star discovers that constituents prefer someone who can govern. The Pentagon rewrites the forms for servicemen and women. Religious categories changed, the old ones didn't fit them. Bureaucracy finds time for theological debate, while everything of consequence is left to rust and wait. Tick tock, tick tock, the lake is very deep. Tick tock, tick tock, the documents they keep. Tick tock, tick tock, the swimmers and the drowned. Tick tock, tick tock, the lost and never found. Metronome continues.